إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we begin, brothers and sisters, barakallahu feekum, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. And we begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His salutations, His blessings, His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Ya ikhwan, I want to begin by firstly thanking my brothers here in Shepherd's Field. Shepherd's Bush. We have Shepherd's Field in America. We don't have a Shepherd's Bush. In Shepherd's Bush, our brothers at Masjid Darul Sunnah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us upon Al-Aqidah Salima in this life and unite us in Al-Jannah in the next. Indeed, ya ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that this life is a test. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We will test you with evil and with good as a fitna. With evil and good as a fitna. يعني, this life for us is a test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is He who created life, or created death and life, to test you and see which one of you is best in action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people believe that they will be left alone? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا, that they have said, we have believed, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and they will not be tried, their iman will not be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And indeed Allah, He tested those that came before them, the nations that came before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So through that test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, so we shall know who are those that are truthful in their iman and who are those that are lying. Yani it is easy to say, amanna wa antum fil aman. And you're in peace, no fitan, no trials, no tribulations. It's easy. It's easy to say, I'm on the sunnah. And no one is there to test your iman. No one is there to test your aqidah. No one is there to test your manhaj. It's easy. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests us. Are you truthful in your iman? Are you truthful in your actions? Or is it that the affair is easy for you? So it is easy being upon Islam. It is easy being upon iman. It is easy being upon the sunnah. These affairs are easy for you. La, there's tests. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were tested. They were tested. And from that which there is no doubt in, from that which is a factual statement, a statement of truth, that indeed, Ahlul Islam, the Muslimun, they are in a trial and tribulation. Regardless of where you may look at them, regardless of where you may see them. Whether they are in the Middle East, whether they are in Africa, whether they are in Asia, whether they are in Europe, whether they are in North America, whether they are in South America, regardless of where they may be, we find them in a trial, a tribulation, with hardships befalling them. So now the question becomes, how do we deal with these affairs? How do we rectify these affairs? So you find the people of the Sunnah giving importance to al-aqidah, correcting it, rectifying it, bringing it back to the usul of kitab and sunnah, eradicating shirk from our lives, while establishing and affirming as a foundation of Islam the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then those that oppose them in this manhaj of da'wah, of giving da'wah, in this manhaj of rectifying the affairs, in this manhaj of ordering that which is good and forbidding that which is evil, what is their statement? What is the matter with you people? What is the matter with Ahlul Sunnah? What is this thing we find with you? That whenever we speak to you, you're speaking about Tawheed. You're speaking about Tawheed. The Rububiyyah of Allah, the Uluhiyyah of Allah, the names and attributes of Allah. Whenever we see you, you're speaking about Aqeedah. What is this? Are you blind? You don't see what's going on with the Muslims? From poverty, from murder, from zulm. You don't see these affairs? These affairs don't affect you? These affairs, they don't mean anything to you? They don't affect your hearts? What is this? We need to deal with these affairs. This affair of a tawheed, we know, we understand. Time to move on. This is what's wrong with you people. You don't care about the Muslims. So we want to point out today a number of affairs which give proof, undeniable proof, that indeed the manner to rectifying the affair of the Muslims is through the path of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And any other path which is taken will not produce results. It will not happen. So why? Our answer. Look. Indeed, what we see with our brothers and our sisters, it pains us. It is something which causes the heart to be sorrowful. It pains us. But what is the means to rectifying this affair? Is it that we should enter into politics? As you find these different firaq, these different groups and sects doing, you enter into politics now? Is it that we should take upon our hands destruction, the spilling of blood, the spilling of blood of those that Allah has not made lawful, that Allah has not allowed? Is this the manner of rectifying our affair? Or that we should leave the people upon what they are upon, and we should unite upon the fact that we are Muslim, while excusing them on what we disagree upon? So it doesn't matter to us if this one says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. It doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter if he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, so much so that Allah is beneath my feet, wal-iyadu billah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the dirtiest of places, wal-iyadu billah. It doesn't matter. We unite. Or that one should say that Allah jalla wa ala is, وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ, ignorant of our actions until we do the actions. That we should take this? La. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, Surah An-Nur, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah promises those from amongst you that believe and do righteous good deeds. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلِفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. He will establish them as the khulafa of this earth, as he did for those that came before them. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. He will establish for them their religion with which they are pleased. وَلَا يُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And he will change their state of fear to a state of peace. يَعْبُدُونَنِي وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْءٍ بِشَرْطٍ وَاحِدٍ. With one shart. Look at the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ikhwan. Look at the promise of Allah. Ish? Khilafah, khulafa of the earth. Establishment of the religion with which he is pleased. Changing their state from a state of fear to a state of peace. Is this not what we want? Is this not what we want? Bi shartin wahid, one shart, ya ikhwan. One shart. And that shart, barakallahu feekum, it is not that you should enter into the government and change the government, that you should take upon destruction, the killing of innocent people, the destroying of properties, the taking of someone else's wealth, the taking of someone else's life. It is not that you should unite upon batil. But rather it says, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. You want these three affairs? Worship me. Do not associate any partners with me. Establish Tawheed. Eradicate Shirk. Now think about it, ya ikhwan. Nabiullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Mecca for how many years? 13 years. Tayyib. Obligation of fasting, was it in Mecca? La. Sadaqah. Was there sadaqah in Mecca? The obligation of sadaqah. La. Obligation of hajj. Obligation of umrah. La. Obligation of zakah. No. So all of these obligatory affairs, they're not present in Mecca. The salah, which was obligated in Mecca, but a short while before the hijrah. What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach for 13 years? What? Tawheed. The Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was he persecuted in Mecca? Naam, he was persecuted in Mecca. Did the Muslims live in a state of fear in Mecca? Naam, they did. Could the Muslims easily practice their religion? La. Tayyib. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Tawheed for 13 years. Tayyib. Now let me ask you something. How many people did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kill to get Al-Madinah? How many wars? Huh? None? No wars? Al-Madinah, was it a state ruled, established upon the Sharia of Allah? Was it? But no war? No war led to Medina? So the first land in Al-Islam to be ruled by Kitab and Sunnah, how did they achieve it? At-Tawheed. Who gave it to them? Did the Messenger of Allah seek it out, or did the people of Medina come to the Messenger? They came to the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. All of this that you see across the face of the earth, from corruption and killings and terrorism and the destruction of land and the destruction of property, what have they achieved? Nothing. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 13 years taught At-Tawheed. Established it in the hearts. That the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they knew who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. They recognized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. They knew the Rububiyyah of Allah. They knew the Uluhiyyah of Allah. They knew the names and attributes of Allah. They understood them. They recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since they recognized Him, they were obedient to Him. They would not allow that shirk should occur. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. That they should worship me and not associate any partners with me. طيب. These were the shurut from Surah An-Nur, right? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill the promise? Naam. So, the affair is such. There is no second path. There is nothing else. There is one path to the rectification of the Muslims. One path only. What is that path? Either, two choices, either You establish Tawheed. And you eradicate shirk. And Allah will complete His promise. Or you do not establish Tawheed. And you allow the continuation of shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not complete His promise. And uqsumu billah ya ikhwan. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can cause the corruption you want to cause. You can take on any means you want. You can gather the wealth of the world under your hands. You can do that. You can spill, waliyadu billahi ta'ala, as much illegal blood as you want. You will not get what you desire. Because that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not from what we do. It is not from what we put forth. But it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way to attain it is through the tawheed of Allah. We want peace. But you go anywhere in the lands of the Muslims. I've seen this in my own travels. I've seen this. The shrines and the graves have more people in them than the masajid. Hence, there's more people worshipping those people in the graves than there are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we want Allah's help. What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention? ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يقول يا رب يا رب ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنا يستجاب له. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the man who was spent a long time in travel, disheveled, disheveled, dirty. He raises his hands and says, oh my Lord, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. But his food is haram, his drink is haram, he has been sufficed on what is haram. So where, from where will his dua be answered? Now he's doing something haram. Tayyib, he's doing ma'asi, sin. Tayyib, what's worse, shirk or sins? Shirk billahi ta'ala. Inna shirka la dhulman azeem. Inna shirka la dhulman azeem. Indeed, shirk is a great oppression. Because with those other acts, you are taking away, you are putting yourself in harm's way. It's oppression upon yourself. But here, and it may be in those acts, there's a sabil. Right? There's a sabil. The one who steals, right? The one who steals, why? He may not have money. He may not have money. Maybe he's poor. Or maybe he's not poor. Maybe he's rich. But the money that he steals, is there benefit in it for him? Worldly benefit. Not benefit in the hereafter. Worldly benefit. His benefit. He can take, he can spend it somewhere. Right? Tayyib. The one who commits zina, there's a shahwa there. There's a desire there that leads him to fulfill that desire. Na'am. So he fulfills his desires. The one who drinks khamar. There's a shahwa there. It fulfills a desire. It fulfills a state, a taste. Or it fulfills a state of mind that that person may want to be. Yani, it's shahwa. It's a desire. Right? Because if it wasn't a desire, then where's the fitna? Where's the fitna then? Yani, someone has something you don't want. Are you going to steal it? No. What are you going to do with it? You're not going to steal it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put shahawat in these things. And it's the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created that which is evil and He created that which is good. As a test. Tayyib. So, in all of these ma'asi, in all of these sins, there's a sabil, there's a shahwa, a desire that you are fulfilling. And that's the test. That's the test. What about Tawheed? What desire is fulfilled in shirk? What desire is fulfilled when someone commits shirk? Is there a desire there? Is there a desire there to commit shirk? La! There's no desire there. Because it doesn't fulfill a desire. These other sins, Sheikh Saleh Al-Uthaymeen, he explains this. These other sins, there's desires there that lead you to it. As for shirk, then there's no desire. It's not an act of common sense and rationality. Because they know that what they are worshipping from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's the kuffar, the mushrikun, those that worship the graves, the people in the graves, they know, it's common sense. This person cannot give me anything. This idol that I am worshipping cannot give me anything. This statue that's sitting in front of me, it cannot give me anything. So there's no shahwa. There's nothing behind that. To say, tayyib, I stole because I'm poor. I needed some money. Someone committed zina, my desires got the best of me. That desire got the best of me. He committed zina. He drinks alcohol. I have a love for that state of mind. If you ask the kuffar, wallahi, I've asked them 1,000 times. What is it? And every time you see them, waliyadu billahi ta'ala, it's as though their rationality doesn't work. The next morning, they have pain, they have a headache. What is it? Why do you drink? It's the state of mind. We like the state of mind that it puts us in. What's the state of mind? You really don't know what's going on. Okay, mashallah, that's really nice. So, you get drunk to lose power over your senses. It's like saying, I want to go into a state of mind where I no longer have control over my feet and my legs. And he said, it's a lack of rationality, yes, but there's a love, there's a shahwa there. As for shirk billahi ta'ala, there's no shahwa there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is a great oppression. Rather, this is the first reason, tayyib. Secondly, rather, our state is different. Our state is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created us, He created us for Tawheed, for the purpose of a Tawheed. He created us for the purpose of a Tawheed. Ishad Dalil. What's the Dalil? Raise your hands, Akhwan. Who can tell me what the Dalil is? Raise your hands. Na'am. Allah yubarak feekum. Wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. I did not create jinn nor mankind except that they should worship me. Yani, this is the purpose of your creation. This is the purpose of your creation. There is no other purpose behind you sitting here today except the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except that you should worship Allah upon a tawheed. Because worship is not worship except that it is upon a tawheed. Worship is not worship, except that it is upon a tawheed. So if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then along with Allah you worship something else, is it accepted? No, because the Christians, they worship Allah. The Jews, they worship Allah. But along with Allah, they worship other than Allah. They'll worship Isa alayhi salam, or Uzair, or whoever, you know, whoever they worship. They're saints and things like this, they'll worship them. It's not accepted. So Allah did not create us except for At-Tawheed. Tayyib. So all of these affairs that we are doing, they are not the ghaya of our life. That is not the purpose of our life. If we work and we have jobs, right? That's not the purpose. The purpose for the jobs is to sustain us so that we may worship Allah. if we eat and we drink, it is to give us strength so we may worship Allah. If we sleep, it is to get rest so we may worship Allah. If we get married, it is so through that marriage we can stay away from those affairs that are displeasing to Allah and do that which Allah has ordered us to do. These affairs, anything we do is because of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now before, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Qur'an, He says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. When your Lord, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. When your Lord took from the children of Adam from their backs, yani from Adam alayhi salam, as is explained in the hadith, and we'll mention the hadith. When He took the offspring of Adam alayhi salam from the back of Adam, وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, He made them bear witness upon themselves. He made them bear witness upon themselves. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا, of course, we bear witness. أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. I've taken that witness from you. Now that you should say on the Day of Judgment, إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. We didn't know about this. We didn't know. I was born into this Christian family. I was born into this Jewish family. I was born into this Quburi family. I didn't know. No. Bala shahidna. Each and every one of us have said, Bala shahidna. Yes, we bear witness, O Allah. We bear witness that you are our Lord. We bear witness, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are our Lord. It comes in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. يقال للرجل من أهل النار يوم القيامة. It will be said to a man. It will be said to a man from the people of the fire on the day of resurrection. أرأيت لو كان لك ما على الأرض من شيء أكنت مفتديا به. He said, if you had, a person from the people of the fire, if you had everything that is upon the earth. Look, ya ikhwan, at the riches upon the earth. Then we drove down one street in London and we saw riches, wealth, one street, 10 minutes. In London, yani, it's a city where you can travel down a street for hours and not see the end of it. So think about it, ya ikhwan. If you had the riches, ara'ayta law kana ma'ala al-ardi min shay, everything which is upon the earth, أَكُنْتَ مُفْتَدِيًا بِهِ, would you have let it go to ransom yourself now? Right now, if you were to have everything upon the face of the earth, ya ikhwan. And there is hardly a way to explain everything upon the face of the earth. There's hardly a way to explain that. Would you ransom yourself from your place in the fire today by giving that up? قَالَ فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. You will say yes. فيقول قد أردت منك أهون من ذلك. I wanted from you something easier than that. قد أخذت عليك في ظهر آدم أن لا تشرك بي شيئا فأبيت إلا أن تشرك بي. I wanted less than that. I didn't want everything upon the earth. All I wanted from you was that you should worship me and not commit shirk with me. That's all I wanted from you. Subhanallah. It comes on the authority of Anas ibn Malik. said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya ibn Adam, لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. O children of Adam, if you were to meet me on the day of resurrection, if you were to meet me on the day of resurrection with sins that were amassed so much, if you were to spread them around the earth, they would cover the earth. But then you met me, not committing shirk with me, I would give you forgiveness. If you were to spread it about the earth, it would cover the earth. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَٰلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Allah has forbidden upon the fire. The one who says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, not that he just says it, يَبْتَغِي بِذَٰلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, but by saying it, he wants the face of Allah. He wants to see the face of Allah in Al-Jannah. So when he says La ilaha illallah, it's not because, well, my parents said La ilaha illallah. Well, I live in a community, they say La ilaha illallah. In my country, they say La ilaha illallah. La. To get this, there's a shart. The Messenger of Allah didn't stop and say, Man qala La ilaha illallah. Harram Allahu ala nari man qala La ilaha illallah. Allah has forbidden upon the fire the one who says La ilaha illallah. La. يَبْتَغِي بِذَٰلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. He wants the face of Allah through that. He wants to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ النَّارِ وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ لَا يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who dies committing shirk with Allah, he will enter the fire. And the one who dies, who does not commit shirk with Allah, he will enter Jannah. Why do we speak about Tawheed? Why do we continuously teach a Tawheed? Is it from justice, Ya Ikhwan? From that which we have mentioned up to now? Is it from justice that we should leave off the affair of Tawheed and move on to something else? Knowing that the path of success has been through the path of At-Tawheed. Tayyib. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He sent us upon the earth, as Hafiz Al-Hakami, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he writes in his poem, Sulam al-Wusul fi ilm al-Usul, he says, اعلم بأن الله جل وعلا لَمْ يَتْرُكِ الْخَلْقَ سُدَى وَحَمَلًا بَلْ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِيَعْبُدُوهُ وَبِالْإِلْهِيَّةِ يُفْرِدُوهُ. He said, no, that indeed Allah Jalla wa'ala, He did not leave the creation without purpose and without reason. بَلْ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِيَعْبُدُوهُ وَبِالْإِلْهِيَّةِ يُفْرِدُوهُ. And He created them so that they may worship Him and that they may single Him out with that worship. Then he continues, أَخْرَجَ فِي مَا قَدْ مَضَى مِنْ ذَهْرِي آدَمَ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ كَالذَّرِّي وَأَخَذَ الْأَهْدَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنَّهُ لَا رَبَّ مَعْبُودٌ بِحَقٍ غَيْرَهُ. So in that which has passed us, yani before we came, before Allah sent us to this earth, أَخْرَجَ فِيمَا قَدْ مَضَى مِنْ ذَهْرِي, He took from the back of Adam, آدَمَ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ كَالذَّرِّي وَأَخَذَ الْأَهْدَ عَلَيْهِمْ. He took the ذُرِّيَّة or the offspring of Adam, everyone that will live to the last day, He took them from the back of Adam. وَأَخَذَ الْأَهْدَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنَّهُ, Then he took the covenant from them. He took the kind of covenant from him. What's the covenant? La Rabba ma'budun bihaqqin ghayrahu. There is no Rabb which is deserving of worship except Allah. Tayyib. Then we said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said what? Kullu mawludin yulidu ala al-fitra. Every child is born upon a natural disposition. Yani we are naturally disposed to a tawheed. We are naturally inclined to worship Allah upon tawheed. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانُهُ وَيُنَصِّرَانُهُ وَيُمَجِّسَانُهُ. It is the parents that make them into Jews or Christians or Zoroastrians. طيب. Now, he took the covenant. He sent us to the earth upon a fitrah. We said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran, He did not create us or the jinn except that they should worship Him. طيب. What else? From the affairs that prove to us the importance of At-Tawheed is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says what? وَمَا أَرُسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولِ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَأَعْبُدُونَ. طيب. I did not send a single messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except that I revealed to him there's nothing worthy of worship except me, so worship me. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. We sent a messenger to every nation telling them that there's nothing worthy of worship but me and stay away from الطاغوت. So just as we were not created except for the affair of At-Tawheed, the prophets and messengers were not sent except to establish the affair of At-Tawheed. The best of Banu Adam. The best of Banu Adam. The best of them were sent, why? To establish At-Tawheed. To establish Tawheed. As for the other affairs, from Salah and Ibadat and all of them, those are dakhil fi. They're included in it. But the affair of At-Tawheed is the most important affair. Tayyib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us from the back of our father Adam alayhi salam and asks us about what affair? What affair, ikhwan? At-Tawheed, right? Did he ask us about wealth? Children? Livelihood, livestock, land, homes. La, tayyib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, I did not create you except for what? At-Tawheed. Tayyib. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu azza wa jalla afwan, He says, I did not send any messenger before you, Muhammad, except for what affair? At-Tawheed. طيب. At-Tawheed. The beginning of the affairs of the prophets was At-Tawheed. طيب. They teach Tawheed for how long? Nuh alayhi salam, how many years did he teach Tawheed for? 950 years of At-Tawheed. He said, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Tawheed for 13 years. طيب. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. As Al-Imam Al-Maqdisi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he explains in his book Lum'atul I'tiqad, he explains that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were the best of the companions. What does he mean by this? They were the best of companions. No prophet before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no messenger before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had companions that were better than the Sahaba. No one. Not the companions of Musa alayhi salam, not the companions of Isa alayhi salam, nor those that came before them. No one. Tayyib. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi salam is now upon his deathbed. Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi salam is upon his deathbed. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslims with the conquering of Makkah. The people are entering into Islam in hordes. Large amounts of people entering into Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. He knows the fitna that are about to come. Na'am? Why does he know? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him ilm. فَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. He who lives from amongst you will see much differentiation. طيب. The people will gather upon you as they gather upon a eating table. Right? He said this. He knew about the Khawarij. He said they are the Kilab al-Nar. They are the dogs of the fire. He said about the Khawarij. Look at all of these fitan. Look at all of these fitan. So now the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most of these fitan, ya ikhwan, are fitan that we're dealing with today. We're still dealing with today. But the Messenger of Allah is laying upon his deathbed. As I believe it's narrated on Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in pain, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in pain. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah had a painful death. He's in so much pain that the sheet which is upon him, he's bringing it upon his face and taking it down. Bringing it upon his face, taking it down. Bringing it upon his face, taking it down. He knows the time has come. The time has come, the Messenger of Allah will be leaving this world. He knows this. Look at the fitan he knew about. He could have dealt with any one of them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his deathbed says what? La'anatullahi ala al-yahudi wa al-nasara ittakhadhu qubura anbiya'ihim masajid. The curse of Allah be upon the Yahud and the Nasara. Why? They took the graves of their messengers as masajid, as places of worship. Yani, they worship the graves. Shirk. Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Tawheed for 13 years in Mecca. Now, he's in Al-Madinah for over 10 years. And when the time comes, what did he leave them upon? What was the advice? Tawheed. Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's he speaking to? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. The Ashara al-Mubashirina bil Jannah, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, Ahlul Badr, Ahlul Uhud. He's speaking to them, and his advice is not about wealth, power, leadership. Or in this hadith, it's not about leadership. In another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly indicates who should be the Khalifa, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, وَلَوْ أَتَّخَذْتُ مِنْكُمْ خَلِيلًا لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. On his deathbed, he says, if I was to take a Khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr as a Khalil. And then after that, he speaks about Tawheed. It comes on, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ هَدَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Were you present when death came to Ya'qub? أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ هَدَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. When death came to Ya'qub, he said to his children, what will you worship after me? And Ya'qub alayhi salam, Nabi. Nabi. The son of a Nabi. Who was the son of a Nabi. And his son was a Nabi. Ibrahim was his grandfather. Ishaq was his father. Yaqub alayhi salam. And now from his son is Yusuf alayhi salam. Nabi. Anbiya min anbiya illahi ta'ala. And what does Yaqub alayhi salam, what advice does he give? What does he say? He says, subhanallah, ma ta'buduna min ba'di. What will you worship after me? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ إِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. So we will worship the deity of your father, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Ismail, a single deity, and indeed we are submissive to him. They feared for them. What did they fear? Shirk. Not, Tayyib, when I leave, how will you divide out my property? How will you take care of your children? How will you have wealth? He was concerned with the affair of a tawheed and shirk. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to Allah, Rabbi junubni wa baniya na'bud al-aslam. Ibrahim! Ibrahim! Is making dua to Allah, oh Allah, save me and my children from worshipping the Dajjal. Or Afwan, from worshipping Al-Asnam. Ibrahim, Khalilullah, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. When Ibrahim lifted or raised the foundations of the house, along with Ismail, and they made dua, oh our Lord, accept this from us. That Ibrahim, the Ibrahim that said to his father, Ya Abati, lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubusiru wa la yughni anka shay'a. Oh my father, why do you worship that which cannot hear, cannot see, and cannot avail you in anything? That Ibrahim is making dua, Rabbi janubni wa baniya na'bud al-aslam. Oh my Lord, save me and my family from falling into shirk. So the affair, ya ikhwan, is that before we were born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take the covenant from us upon anything other than a tawheed. Anything other than a tawheed. And then after that, when he sent us here, he informed us, indeed, you were not created for anything but tawheed. And then when he sent the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, he sent them to call us to the affair of a tawheed. And then when the prophets alayhi musallatu wasalam died and they passed away, they reminded us of the affair of at-tawheed. And then he said that indeed we will not be successful except that we establish the affair of at-tawheed. Except that we establish the affair of at-tawheed. And then we are asked, why do you continuously speak about tawheed? And indeed, ya ikhwan, it is not a rational question. Once you ponder over all of these facts, it's not a rational question. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one day they're sitting and they're speaking about the Dajjal. Masih al-Dajjal. That Dajjal from whom Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us. Seek refuge from four things in your salah. What are those four? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-jahannam wa min adhab al-qabar. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَ وَالْمَمَاتِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. Four things that we have to seek refuge from. طيب. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْجَهَنَّمِ. From the punishment of the fire. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبَرِ. From the punishment of the grave. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَ وَالْمَمَاتِ. From the trials and tribulations of life and death. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ مَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. مَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. طيب. Is it a fitna, ya ikhwan? الدَّجَّالِ. Fitna. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that fitna. Because if it was not a great fitna, then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have ordered us to seek refuge in Allah from it. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they're sitting and they're speaking about Masih al-Dajjal. They're speaking about Masih al-Dajjal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith is brought in the Kitab al-Tawheed of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes out and he hears it. And he says to them, أَمَا أَخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَا هُوَ أَخْوَفُ عَلَيْكُمْ عِنْدِي مِنَ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ وَكَمَا قَالَ. Should I not inform you? Should I not inform you what is more fearful upon you than Masih al-Dajjal? قَالُوا بَلَى. Yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that a man should stand up. يُصَلِّي فَيُزَيِّنَ سَلَاتَهُ مِنْ نَظْرِي رَجُلٍ إِلَيْهِ. What is more dangerous for you? Masih al-Dajjal. What is more dangerous? That a person should stand up and pray and then perfect his salah. Why? Because someone is looking at him. Messenger of Allah said, that's more fearful. It's more dangerous than Masih al-Dajjal. It's more dangerous than Masih al-Dajjal. That a person should stand and you pray and then you see someone is looking at you. So you perfect your movements. Why? Shirk. Shirk. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say, مَا جَاهَدْتُ نَفْسِي كَمُجَاهِدَتِهَا عَلَى الْإِخْلَاصِ. I did not do a jihad with myself which was greater than that jihad I did to keep myself sincere. Today, ya ikhwan, these people from Ahlul Bid'ah and Ahlul Fisq, they have given this name to jihad which is not jihad. And the asal of it they have removed. The asal of it they have removed. The asal, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, think about it, ya ikhwan, Badr, oh, how many different battles? How many different battles? The Sahaba said, مَا جَاهَدْتُ نَفْسِي كَمُجَاهِدَتِهَا عَلَى الْإِخْلَاصِ. I did not strive harder in anything than striving to keep myself sincere to Allah. Sincere. Why? Because إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ دَعِيفًا. Man has been created weak. So when you're standing and you're praying, you see someone looking at you without you even noticing it. Shaitan may whisper and your intentions change. Your intentions immediately change. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرْكٌ أَصْغَرٌ. The most fearful thing I fear upon you is the minor shirk. They asked him, what is that? He said, Ar-Riya, showing off. So my brothers and my sisters, barakallahu feekum. May Allah gather us upon righteousness in this life and in the next, ya ikhwan. This is the affair of at-tawheed. This is the affair of a tawheed. And this is why you find the a'imma of ahlu sunnati wal jama'ah throughout the decades, regardless of what decade it may be, writing books on aqeedah and tawheed, correcting the aqeedah. Some of them naming their books with kitab al-sunnah. As-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim. Usul as-Sunnah of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Some of them naming it with Al-Aqidah. Usul al-I'tiqad of Imam al-Alakai. Lum'atu al-I'tiqad of Imam al-Maqdisi. Some of them naming their books with Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed of Ibn Manda. Kitab al-Tawheed of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. So you have these books, Ya Ikhwan, throughout the ages. The first century, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Every century the Imam come, they write books upon Tawheed. They author books on Tawheed. Some short, some voluminous. Some for students that are beginners. Some from students that are yani in the middle. Some for those that are even more advanced. So indeed, this is my advice to your brothers here in Shepherd's Bush at Masjid Darul Sunnah. And your brothers from Ahlul Sunnah in this country. Ya ayyuhal ikhwan, perfect this matter of at-tawheed. Indeed, there is no affair in your life, in your existence, or in the existence of your communities, which is more important and more relevant than the affair of the tawheed of Allahu Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will suffice with this. And I will ask the brothers, insha'Allah, to excuse me from any questions and answers. Barakallahu feekum. My throat has become a bit sore. And I have another dars tonight, insha'Allah. So, insha'Allah ta'ala, when some of the other brothers visit here, my advice is allow them and ask the questions to them, insha'Allah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد